Turn with me, please, to Psalm 119, verses 105 through 112, section Nun. I know it looks like Nun, but that's not how it's pronounced. It's Nun. And it's the Hebrew equivalent to our N. It has the N sound, children. Every single verse starts with this letter. Psalm 119, verses 105 through 112. God had this written: Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I have sworn and confirmed that I will keep your righteous judgments. I am afflicted very much. Revive me, O Lord, according to your word. Accept, I pray, the freewill offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me your judgments. My life is continually in my hand, yet I do not forget your law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I have not strayed from your precepts. Your testimonies I have taken as a heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined my heart to perform your statutes forever to the very end. Many of us have the first verse in this section of Psalm 119 memorized, don't we? By heart we can say, Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. So we already know a part of section Nun here. It is good that we have that memorized. And if you don't already, that's a good one to get hold of. Because it is there that we have light. It is in God's word. Whether it be the written word, or in the word become flesh, our Lord Jesus Christ, who calls himself the light of the world, whom John the Baptist called the light of the world. John, who was a witness, well, he bore witness to the light, as we saw in John chapter 1 long ago when we were going through John's gospel. There are other things that claim to give light. We think of an intellectual movement from hundreds of years ago, children, that was called the Enlightenment. Sadly, it tried to elevate man's thoughts, and it got away from God's thoughts and from God's word. And for all that it claimed to be an enlightenment, when bright people finally saw truth, I sometimes call it, and I won't get upset if you do either, the Endarfelment. Because what it did was get people away from the light of God's word to trusting in their own fallen reason. Well, as we look at this section here, we see, following along with this very first section, or this very first verse in this section, we see the light of the world himself. For ultimately, these are words of Jesus Christ. They apply to us because Jesus had them in his heart. He, of course, derived his way by following after his Father's word. He kept it. You know, we can think of maybe this verse here, verse 105, as a bookend. And we can take verse 112 as the other bookend, kind of framing in these other verses here. He's inclined his heart to perform his Father's statutes forever to the very end. That's what he did. And good for us that he did. Because he earned that righteousness for his people, giving us an entrance into heaven by his perfect, unstopped, forever, in every way, obedience. That's what we call the active obedience of Christ. We need an admission ticket to heaven of perfect righteousness before the law. Jesus paid it for us. It's like, kids, if you were to go to King's Island, I wonder how many of you kids have enough money to do that. It's outrageously expensive anymore. But you could get in if someone paid it for you. Right? Jesus has paid the way for us by keeping God's word to the very end. Yes, he obeyed to the point of death on the cross. Well, in between here, we see things going along with this. We can think of Jesus. I've sworn and confirmed that I will keep your righteous judgment. That is a personal covenant with God. Here is a proof text, we might say, for covenanting. But in any case, He had sworn, he had determined within his heart that he would keep his Father's word that was made in agreeing to the covenant of redemption in eternity past. He was afflicted very much. We know of him as being, as the prophet Isaiah wrote, the man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. He's afflicted very much. And so he would cry out to his Father to revive according to God's word. And the Father fulfilled every promise, of course, to his Son, reviving him, bringing him forth from the grave, giving him the people for whom he died. Accept, I pray, the freewill offerings of my mouth, O Jehovah, and teach me your judgments. Even as our Lord Jesus, from a little boy up to adulthood, grew in wisdom and in stature, so he knew his Father's word better and better in his, we might say, in his human nature. And all the way along, he was giving himself over to his Father. He says here in verse 109, my life is continually in my hand. He was threatened over and over again by all kinds of people who were trying to do him in. Think of when he went to his own hometown and people got, well, I was about to say annoyed, they got horrified at him, thinking he was a speaking blasphemy, claiming to be someone he was not. And they were wanting to push him over a cliff that was close by the village of Nazareth. He escaped from them, well, just passed through them and went on his way. There are other times when our Lord Jesus would have been grabbed by those who were the rulers. He did not allow them. In fact, it could not happen until the time came for him to be accursed on the cross. It was up to him. His life was literally in his hands. The wicked have laid a snare for me, he continues to say. Yet I have not strayed from your precepts. Think of how often the Pharisees, the scribes, the Sadducees tried to trip him up. Or think of, most amazingly, after his 40 days and nights in the desert, after his ordination, his baptism, how it was that Satan himself tried to trip him up, even trying to misquote and take out of context Scripture. But Jesus did not fail. He did not stray from the precepts of his fathers, of his Father. Finally, the last part here before the bookend, your testimonies I've taken as a heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. He continues abiding in his Father. He continues at the right hand of his Father, continuing as our prophet, priest, and king, abiding by his Father's eternal counsel and will. That eternal counsel and will, of course, which is the united counsel and will of all three persons of the Godhead, the one God. Now, with all this speaking of Jesus, how does it relate to us? Well, it's kind of derived, we might say. You know, children, if your parents are given a wonderful gift, they can spend out of that gift of money to give you good things as well, right? Even though it was given to them. Well, even as our Jesus kept the law, and even as he said all this in his heart and kept it in his heart, it has blessings for you, his children, so that you are able to say all these things more and more. You have promised to serve him, as we see in verse 106 there. You're bound to it by your baptism, and every one of you who has publicly professed faith, you've made a commitment, you've made a consecration, following after our Lord Jesus Christ. You have the promise, all the promise of all the blessing that Jesus has in here, because he's purchased that for you, along with difficulties and persecutions. You have those ahead of you too, and perhaps now, you even now, you're experiencing afflictions, but they are out of the hand of your Savior, specially fitted for you, specially made to give you blessing, specially made to make you more Christ-like. Because Jesus has gone through all this, because these were the thoughts of the heart of Jesus, they are increasingly yours, because you are being fitted to be more and more like Jesus, even as you follow after the law of God, even as your pathway is lit and enlightened by the Word of God. Well, let's sing from this. I was looking today at the version, the Scottish Psalter version, and our first stanza in Psalm 119N is the same wording that is in the 1650 Scots version. Thy word unto my feet. Thy word is to my feet. I could look it up and read it, I guess. But it's the exact same wording as from back in 1650. So, this we share with our covenanting ancestors and all. It's a wonderful thing. But, more wonderful still, we share these words with Jesus. May these be words from our hearts. Psalm 119N.